The spring meetings of the World Bank and International Monetary Fund continue in Washington today. At the top of the agenda is reviving global economic growth. Yesterday, the finance ministers of the G7, the seven big industrial democracies, met at Blair House. Afterward, they released a statement saying that although global growth has slowed over the past year, the foundations for growth remain sound. NPR's John Idstey reports.
The G7 ministers sounded an optimistic tone, despite Thursday's forecast by the International Monetary Fund that global growth this year will slow sharply and that a prolonged downturn is possible. In a post-meeting news conference, U.S. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill summed it up this way.
I think on the one hand, the sense of realism and understanding of where our individual economies are and where the world economies are, but underlying it all, a sense of real optimism, I think, felt by every member that the world prospects are good going forward.
O'Neill said the optimism was based on policy actions and economic restructuring in a number of countries that could boost growth. And in their statement, G7 ministers once again urged Japan to vigorously implement financial and corporate sector reforms to help pull its economy out of a decade-long slump and become another engine of global growth. The new government of Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi has pledged to do just that. He's not the first Japanese prime minister to pledge reform, but O'Neill said his newly appointed finance minister, Masahiro Shirakawa, made a strong case that this government intends to follow through.
And I found him to be a vigorous and forceful communicator in indicating what was going to happen in Japan. And I think, you know, as in all of these things, one has to look for the action.
One concern, though, is that if Japan forcefully implements reforms, such as shutting down banks saddled with bad loans, it could push the weak economy into recession. O'Neill said that during the G7 meeting, Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan pointed out that the U.S. experience shutting down troubled S&Ls in the late 1980s shows that doesn't have to happen.
Chairman Greenspan, I think for the benefit of all of us, talked about how that process had worked out very well for the U.S. economy. So I think the answer is no one knows if this same kind of process is undertaken in Japan, whether there will be some short-term consequences that are difficult or not.
As for U.S. actions that could boost growth, the language of the G7 statement indicated support for the Federal Reserve's current policy, which has included 4 interest rate cuts this year. But the ministers did not signal that they wanted a cut in European interest rates, though the European Central Bank has been criticized recently, including by IMF officials, for holding rates steady in the face of a global downturn. Yesterday, the bank's chairman defended its position, saying a rate cut now would not enhance the credibility of the European Central Bank. Through Saturday, these global financial meetings have proceeded without disruptions from protesters. Today, marches and picketing are planned, but they are expected to be smaller and more contained than last year's massive demonstrations. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.